WRAR 667, Winslow.
WRP 201. Seems to be something up with the repeater. It only does that after somebody tees it up.
I guess it must be wiping me out too. Wow. Well, hopefully they'll address that at some point. WRAR 667 in Lincoln on the Winslow machine.
Now, 667, you're total copyable. It doesn't affect you, but it's just after you got key, it does that. This is WRP 201.
Roger, Roger, 201, thank you, and we'll make a note of that. Like I said, I reported it, so they'll be aware of it at least, and maybe have an answer or a remedy for it if it becomes a big issue. Definitely don't want to transmit all day long. That would not be a good thing. So, alrighty, my friend, I'll go back to listening and tinkering around here. And nice to bump into you. The name is Dave. The location is Lincoln, Arkansas, and the call is WRAR 667. Nice chatting with you.
Roger, Roger, Dave. No problem. I'm glad you gave him a call. I doubt if they're aware of what's going on. Very good, sir. Anytime. I'm up here in Rogers, Arkansas. The name is Phil. Papa Hotel India Lima, Phil.
Hey, I don't know if somebody's sitting on their microphone over in Forest City or if they're maybe doing that on purpose, but just check your radio and try and make that stop. WRKF 394.
There is no activity on the Forest City repeater.
Is that just, is it just keying up with static? Because it's keying up with something. I just, that sounded like there was background noise and somebody might have been sitting on a microphone or something.
No, I did a little usual scan with a beam. It's nothing here locally. I'm trying to pick them out on the simplex side of it. So I don't, it's none of us here doing it.
Okay, it's possible it's just keying up with that interference that's going on over there, because it's definitely, I can see it from the system. I can see that the source is the Forest City repeater. It may just not be a person. We'll get it figured out.
I have to think between Mason and Chris, they're going to put a filter on it in case that is an issue. Nothing else, I'll meet them halfway, pick it up or whatever, but before y'all linked up, we had an issue with somebody keying up, and we could hear dogs barking in the background and pots and pans, but that's not an issue. Some local hams here, we have a handheld beam antenna and a receiver, and it happened before on the 2-meter side. We pulled up to their front door and knocked on it. And I assisted the police department that had a stolen radio. And we did the same thing with that, with a handheld antenna. Went right to the source. So if they keep it up, we've got ways of taking care of it and finding out who it is. Was somebody on a heart monitor, and if so, their heart sure is beeping off the slope.
Yeah, okay. It sure is doing it a whole lot, though. Keeps it up when I have to pull it off the link for a few hours or something, see if we can wait till it goes away. It's keying up the whole system with that stuff. Oh, we'll get it figured out soon. WRKF 394.
Do I need to go down to the site and undo it, or can y'all unlink it from up there?
I've got full remote control over the whole system. We're good.
Okay. That's what I feel like they do. Go ahead and do it, because it is pretty annoying.
Now, me unlinking it from the system is not going to do anything to stop what you're hearing, because it'll keep doing it down there. It's just not going to come back feed to the rest of everything else in the state.
Well, I should have completed my sentence. I'm sure it's pretty annoying to everybody else. But yeah, it'll stay on this one. But I have a unique feature on my radio with volume knob. I'll turn it down.
All right. Well, I'm gonna pull it down a little bit. I'll put it back on later and see if it's any different. WRKF 394. Take care down there.
Okay. Have a good afternoon. I apologize for the idiocy of some people. I can't imagine how they got it all figured out. I guess they don't want to buy a license. They just want to annoy it. But anyhow, WRUE 277.
Node 1119 disconnected.
WRON 743, monitoring the 700, anybody in southern Missouri, got a copy?